Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I'm super excited today because we are going to be talking about love. Love, love, love. You know, there's nothing better than love. Let's get started. Wow, you know, it's interesting how sometimes this technology just want to do what it want to do. And nothing you can do about it, but just work through it. I tell you, I'm excited though. Any way it goes, there's nothing better than love. All right, so we're going to get started with music, soul child, love. Oh. Okay, let's just breathe through today's technology.
When does she stop being a mother and just be a woman?
Okay, see, it's doing what it wanted to. Well, I'm okay with that because I know that I have the power to control this situation by prayer, right? All right. Well, I guess we're just going to sit and get still and know. And we can just, I don't know. All right, family. I'm going to start over. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the episode.
Would you feel it to be heard?
she stop being a mother and just be a woman in your mind?
The relationship where we were put in a home where that was abusive.
Hmm. Is that where the heartbreak started?
Yes.
So, I want to hear about it. And for every heartbreak, I want a pen. And I want you to go right back there.
Okay. My mom's first relationship was with my sister's dad. Mm-hmm. And I was led to believe that he was my father.
Mm.
And he was, in my eyes, until he moved away. And when that happened, I no longer had a father figure in my life.
And what was the heartbreak then?
Not having daddy to come home to.
Yeah, that's hard for any little girl.
Yeah.
At the age of 33, Kim says she still has no idea who her real father is. Okay, and then what happened?
Then she meets another man.
New man.
New man.
Okay.
At that point, I started seeing the separation from her being a mother to her being focused on men.
Okay. New man. What happened?
He would beat me.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell her
to beat me. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold the phone, Jesus. You're telling me that your mother brought a man into your home who would tell her to beat you. And she would do it.
She would do it.
Give me a pen. What did that feel like?
It was the most devastating feeling I ever experienced in my life.
So make believe I'm your mother and let it rip. Let it rip.
Mom.
Yeah.
How could you let a man come before your children? Do you realize what that caused inside of me today? He beat you. And you knew he did the same thing to us. My resentment is so strong that I have hatred towards you. Who wants to say they hate their mother?
Give me a pen. Come on. Dig it deep. Tell me why. I hate my mother because...
I hate my mother because she abandoned me.
Yeah.
I hate my mother because she's living in my house.
Yeah.
And now she only has me to depend on.
And I have to do for her what she didn't do for me.
I had to do for her what she damn sure didn't do for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want my mother in my house around my children.
Yeah. She never told me who my daddy
never
was.
Never told me who my father was.
And I still don't
and
know.
And I still don't know.
And what does a little girl feel like when she doesn't even know who her daddy is?
Incomplete.
What does a grown woman feel like, beloved, when she doesn't know who her daddy is?
I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And I hate my mother for that.
Yeah. Come here. Come here, come here, come here, come here. You go ahead and cry.
Yeah, you go ahead and cry.
So sorry, girl. This computer doing what it wanted to do, and I was in the middle of the prayer. Thank you for letting me know. Oh, Holy Spirit, bless this day. I'm going to start over with the prayer. Thank you, Carla LaVoe Hawking. Oh, thank you all for just being patient on the call this morning. I don't know why this computer is doing what it wanted to do today, but I'm going to bless it and keep it going. And as we become still, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Recognizing that there is other than the God presence. So as we turn it all over to the Holy Spirit, recognizing that there is power in the breath. And as we call forth all the forces in the universe this morning to be upon this call with us, we recognize that the powerful force that is known by many names, God, the good, the omnipotent, will never leave nor forsake. Come, Holy Spirit. As we give thanks for this one power, one presence, knowing that God is all there is. And so we breathe the breath of God. And by that breath, we call forth all that is becoming one with the all-omnipotent, all-knowing, all-powerful presence. And so today, I want you to be intentional about this breath by breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, breathing deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. I want you to breathe, family. Just breathe. Be still. And know that I am God. Breathe. Let's breathe, release. And as we breathe in again, I want you to just relax and give thanks. Just say, thank you, God. Let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And breathe. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious Holy Spirit, come. Come and bring a fresh anointing upon us today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as we give thanks for your mighty presence in this call right now, God. We give thanks for the knowing of this new day, God. As we declare and decree in the name of Jesus the new territories, as we walk in your favor this morning, God, knowing that we will possess all the land that God has given us. There will be no holdups, no holdouts, no setbacks or delays. We know that we are walking in new realms of power and authority, accessing new dimensions of divine revelation, breathing new life into every dormant dream. Oh, come, Father God, as we declare and decree on this day, oh, as we declare and decree and will be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer with thanksgiving, we will make our requests known to you, Father God. As we arise, Mother God, in faith today, knowing that you can hear and knowing that you have already answered our prayers. I love Isaiah because it says, even before I have called, you have answered our prayers. Come, Holy Spirit. And because we bring our desires to you on this day, we walk in peace, God. The peace of you that surpasses all understanding, knowing that you will guard our heart and our mind, and in the stillness and the quietness, we will be led by you, God, in the way we should go. Father, Mother, God, as we seal these declarations, knowing that they are already done, we declare in the name of love that we are pioneering new territories. Yes, Father, Mother, God, that we are walking in the favor of you, Holy Spirit, that we will possess the land today, God. Oh, Father, Mother God, that we anticipate the good things and all the great things that you have already prepared for us on this wonderful day. As you unfold the gift that you have given us, we are so grateful. And as we bring complete order to our day, as we seek you first, Holy Spirit, because we understand how we start our day is how we live our day, God, and starting our day with prayer and thanksgiving, we give thanks for this mighty, beautiful day, God, that you have given us. And as we will allow your presence to come forth and be our priority, we rejoice in the new day that you've given us. We praise you for making it fruitful and productive, Holy Spirit. Thanking you for teaching us ways to increase our effectiveness today, God, to become more of who you've called us to the planet to be, God, that we will walk according to the agenda of our soul and perform for an audience of all that is you have sent before us, God. And we recognize this is the beginning of this day that you have given us to use as your will. But today we ask that the souls of our God come forth, God. The will of our presence being on this planet, that it will come forth, God. And as we place our hand over our heart, asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our way. As we command our angels to go forth today, God, to bring back the desires of our hearts today, God. As we command our angels to go before us to make our way smooth, ease, and elegant, God, that we can hear the melodic sounds of you, God, directing our path, that we can see in the spiritual realm with the spiritual 2020 vision of our eyes today, God, that may everything we write, speak, teach, do will be in the name of you, Holy Spirit, that you will come forth in all we do, God, that we will speak to somebody's heart through our work today, God, that we will speak to somebody's mind today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring that fresh anointing upon us, God. Fresh revelation, Holy Spirit. New wineskins, God. Let us walk in our authority today, God. Let us own our dominion today, God. And let us do what we've been called to do, only the way we've been called to do it, God. Let us be authentically ourselves today, recognizing that we are the gift to the planet. Recognizing the dawn of new possibilities on this Friday morning, we give thanks in the name, nature, and consciousness of all that is love. Amen. Ashe. And so it is. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to all the beautiful energies in the universe. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the sky. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, we give thanks for the flowers, the bees, and the trees, and the land, and the soil, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. We give thanks to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. We give thanks for all that is. Thank you. Good morning, Art. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke the presence of our angels. As we invite and invoke our archangels this morning, good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters, good morning, ascended masters, into this call, good morning. As we invite and invoke our master guides and our spirit guides and all the unseen forces into this call on this day to lead, to guide, and to show us the way, good morning, unseen forces, our spiritual committee. We always stop to think and speak the names of those that we love, our ancestors this morning. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Thank you for being the vehicle, my mother, who was part of the plan, who helped me get to the planet. Thank you, Mama. Good morning, Mama Colette. And as you speak the names of your ancestors, I honor your ancestors this morning as we invite and invoke those into the call. And to our unknown ancestors, as we pour libations this morning, recognizing that we stand on the shoulders of those we love and those known and unknown ancestors we pay homage to this morning. Good morning, ancestors, as our heart gives thanks for all the work that you laid out for us today. And as we send love into our descendants, good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning to each and every one of you this morning. My kings and queens, my gods and goddesses, and to all my millionaires and billionaires on this line, this day, I speak life into your financial situation today. I speak life into all that is concerns of yours today, knowing that God has it all planned for nothing but good. Nothing but good shall come forth on this day. Are you ready for what God has for you? Are you ready to receive all of God's goodness? Well, today, we're going to talk about the energy of love. Let's talk about love, self-care. I'm going to read a few things today. All right, family, let's get started. All that we know to be, we know that God is, it's an amazing energy. And sometimes we forget and get caught up in the seemingly appearances of things. But today I want to remind you that you are a divine idea in the divine mind of God. And you have the power. You have the power to change every situation, everything that's going on. And let me just tell you, when you think about the simple things in life, it's the simple things that God has placed in our care. All right, family, I'm going to play this song and get ready to read something to you that I thought was so beautiful.
Oh,
Good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And all right, we're getting it together. I don't know. The computer wanted to do what it wanted to do. We had quiet. I don't know. And I have never had a time when just do what it do. All right, family. What we're going to read today from this beautiful article. Text me if you can't hear me, or if you can hear me, or if it's, make sure you, because if you can't hear me, you won't even know how to text me, right? But anyway, I'm reading this beautiful article by Tressa Simmons. It's called I Am Special. We never know how what we experience may seem so simple, yet be so profound for our lives. I was looking at a video on Facebook and highlighted what the videographer calls Damon John's humble beginning. And in that video, Mr. Johns was quoted, "Don't wait for the perfect time because you will wait forever. Always take advantage of that time that you're given." See, this quote came to my mind at an odd time. On Valentine's Day, I was drying off from my shower thinking, do I lotion down with my Jergens and Shea Butter lotion, or do I lotion down with my heavenly scent? These questions, coupled with the quote, really caught me off guard in a solar plexus kind of way. I realized in that moment I most often use my heavenly scent products when something special is about to go down. I may be going out with my friends, ritualizing, celebrating me for something that I deem as extraordinary or at least out of the ordinary for me or for the word, laugh out loud, a man. All of the reasons that I gave were valid for why I took extra care of my body. But those reasons are no longer enough. I am special, sister. Sisters, we are special, and that's enough. See, I found myself counting the various lotions and sprays that I've purchased or were purchased for me from different in various places like Bath and Body Works, Burlington, Marshalls, Victoria's Secrets, Homemade Goods by Alchemists doing their thing, and wherever I can find lotions that I love the scent of. There were over 16 of these products. Some were new and some older, but what was clear as evidenced by all my products, I had been waiting on the perfect time to use them. I am the perfect time. I am the perfect time. The perfect time. We are that special event we are looking for. I wish I could be able to write. I have changed my life and had a 360-degree change in the way that I promoted my own self-care, but this would not be an accurate statement. I have become aware, and awareness is the first step, but becoming intentional about my self-care has been hit and miss for me. One of my coaches consistently says, being impeccable with your self-care must become a commitment. When lifting weights to build our muscles, we have to start where we are. That might be a different place for each of us. The premise is the same with making ourselves a priority. As with any weight training program, the food that is eaten can make or break the results of the lifting. The words that we speak over our life are like food for our conscious and subconscious mind. In recent years, I've become more vocal on women celebrating themselves. This experience once again has me contemplating how different my life would be as my view of myself continuously shifts. You see, I'm getting more excited. And as I do, I know, sisters, we must be gentle with ourselves as we leave the judgment out, choosing to reshape what has been the normalcy of our lackluster self-care regimen. It's no small feat. It is a moment-by-moment experience. Each experience will create stronger desires and proclivities for the special you, the you that you enjoy and can't wait to hang with while consistently engaging your brain cells and hearts in ways to outdo yourself again and again. You see, it's my desire, sisters, for all of us that we begin to eat and breathe self-care. We can all succeed in cultivating this new way of life with a joyful heart when we are willing to become that special event that we celebrate daily in a special way. We also succeed in loving ourselves as a new normal when we become willing to do all of the things for ourselves that we desire from others, even when we do not have to. You see, that night as I lotioned with one of my heavenly scents, I felt very much empowered. I wasn't waiting for something I deemed worthy of my lotion. No, ma'am. I became the special because I am special. Not only did I feel good, I smelled delicious. And recently I was told I am holy ground. And I say to you, my sisters and brothers on this line, you are holy ground. Take your shoes off and honor yourself. And I want you to breathe that in. Take your shoes off and honor yourself as holy ground. You are special. I read that. That's one of our Love Journey listeners' article on WordPress. And as I read it last night, thinking to myself, wow, I remember my journey in the beginning of learning to love myself. I remember the day that I was sitting in the middle of my bed asking the Holy Spirit, if this is love, I don't understand it. I don't understand it, God. I remember sitting there thinking, you know, that song that I just played. You know, what's interesting is it was in that period when that CD came out by Music Soul Job that I was feeling some kind of way. And I remember thinking when that song came out, he said, love, there's so many things I got to tell you. Well, I wanted to tell love, I didn't understand it. So this didn't seem like how love should feel to me. See, there's no way in the world I felt like love should feel this way. But that's when I didn't understand that love wasn't attachment. I was confused because I thought love was the way I felt, and it was about the way I felt. But love was a way of being, and I started to hear it. If you want love, be love. Well, how do you be love? And I didn't even know what love was. How could I be something that I didn't even understand? And didn't know that I didn't even understand love. I think self-care is the beginning of journeying into that space. And we hear so much talk about this self-love thing. It's becoming a cliche. Self-love. 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 But do we really know how to honor this divine gift that we've been given? And I love how she left us with the thought of, I am holy ground. I am holy ground. How much different would we treat ourselves if we did recognize, truly recognize, that we were holy ground? How would you move, act, and have your being when you truly recognize that you are holy ground? You truly are holy ground. And so today I think about the day that I began my journey. And what's interesting about that beginning stages of learning to love myself, it was the question that I began to ask. Truly, it came from a place of pain. You remember, I was in love with this particular guy, love in my mind. You couldn't tell me that I didn't love him. I was in love. I was in love. What is love? I had to ask God that. Because when I began to ask God, what is going on here? Why is this showing up in my space? And God said to me, you need to learn to love yourself. I'm like, what does that really mean? And I remember taking off every bit of my clothes and getting in that shower and saying, God, and letting that water just run down my heart and say, God, if you could teach me how to love me. And it's so funny. I think about the lady they describe in the Bible when she didn't have any food and came by the house and told her to use what she had. And all I had was an idea of what it felt like when I loved somebody else and what would I do for them. And Holy Spirit says, we'll start there. So I got out the shower and I remember fixing me a candlelight dinner. I remember fixing me a beautiful bath with rose petals. And I had a little table that I would use, a beautiful glass. I put some wine. I don't even know why. I didn't put no wine. I put water with lemons in it. And I had this, I love chocolate, so I had this little chocolate fondue thing. And I put in, heated up some chocolate in it, cut up some strawberries and some pound cake and some pineapples. And I dipped my chocolate and drank my water, had my jazz on, and I just laid in the tub and offered myself love. And I remember feeling, wow, this feels good. How can you used to loving me like this? Then I ordered myself some flowers. So when I got to work the next day, I had this beautiful love letter with these beautiful flowers that came in. And it was from me. You know what was interesting, though, is that I took my time to leave myself a voicemail. I left myself a voicemail, and I had forgot about it. And one day I was checking my voicemails. I was a little frustrated, and all of a sudden I began to hear my voice telling me, at first I didn't even recognize myself. It was so funny. And I was like, Janine, I love you. You are amazing. You are so special. And you really, truly are a gift to the planet. And so I'm saying all these wonderful things to myself. But you know what's interesting is when you hear yourself on a recording opposed to just hearing yourself in, you know, in the audible way that when you speak, it's two different hearings. Like, oh, that's how I sound. So when I was hearing myself, I honestly at first did not recognize myself. But then when I recognized it was me, I began to smile. And I was beaming so hard that people who came past my office like, what's going on? What are you listening to? And I said, you wouldn't understand. But it was me. It was me listening to me tell myself how much I love me. Can you imagine truly being so filled by your own presence that nothing outside of yourself would mean anything other than the fact that you are using the energy of that love to just merge into what's already yours? Can you imagine filling yourself with the presence of your own love? And only love can come in your own space. The journey was so amazing. And the beginning was really interesting. But it is a journey. And so let me tell you, I began to do the rituals, but I had to do a lot of forgiveness to get to love. To really get to a place of love, I had to do a lot of forgiveness work. And even on that first day, sitting in the middle of the bed, I had to go in and heal that little child inside of me, that little girl who remembered being abandoned, that little girl who was sitting in the window waiting on her mother, who said she was going to come for her birthday, who said she was going to do certain things and didn't show up. I translated that I didn't mean anything to anybody. I translated that meaning to mean that I wasn't important. and that my needs and things about me, well, we can put it to the side. And guess what? That story I told myself was the story I began to live until I began to shift it. But I had lived that story for so long, it wasn't an easy shift. But I had to keep reminding myself that I wasn't that little girl who wasn't important to anybody. Matter of fact, that little girl was important to something, or she wouldn't have been here. Maybe the adults in my life at that time didn't know how to effectively show me that I was important, but I was important. You see, there's no way that I could come through a rape, a beating, drugs, and an abortion and still come to the planet. There's had to be a reason for Janine Ann Ingram to show up and then show up through all of that. And make it through all those foster cares and places and homes and still stand and be able to say God's good and God is glory and all of that, because I know that all of that was making me for who I am today. To be able to stand here before you to tell you, no matter where you've been, no matter what your past is, that it was all moving you into the greatness of who you are today. So today I can look myself in the eyes and look my magnificence and say to myself, I am all that God is. I am the glory. I am the message. I am the truth. I am God. But I can look my eyes, myself in the eyes and honestly say that. But it took love, forgiveness, and gratitude to get there. It took me time to get to a point where I truly honored the gift that I am. Yes. Because there were so many days that I didn't honor myself. There were so many days where I said yes when I wanted to say no. And I said no when I really wanted to say yes. There were so many times when I allowed and settled for less than the best because I didn't know that I was deserving. You see, my growing and my deservedness came being on this love journey. 10 years, family. We've been out here 10 years. And growing here taught me that I was more than worthy. You see, I came here thinking I was going to share what I've known. But the blessing was beyond what I could ever think, ask, or imagine. My awareness, coming in consciousness of who I am. And I'll never forget that day when it all started. When the awareness of my worthiness. You see, I was praying about everybody on the line at that time because I didn't know that I was in unawareness of my own unworthiness. I was praying. And I said, God, we're not, because we used to have where we would give testimonies. And I was like, we're not giving that many testimonies, God. People are not really, you know, telling about your goodness. I remember thinking to myself, we started out with Forgiveness Friday, then Testimony Friday, then Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe Friday. And in the Testimony Fridays, I remember thinking, God, why are we not growing exponentially with the tools that we have? What's going on, God? And it was an early morning, and I remember laying in the bed. I remember dozing into this dreamlike state, but it was so clear. I could hear God speak. I could see visually the visual, that journey that the Spirit took me through. And I remember asking Spirit, what is that we need to do? And Holy Spirit took me to my auntie. My auntie had passed away, and I remember thinking when I was seeing my auntie how beautiful she was. She was beautiful, about 4'11". She might have been 5 feet. I'm not sure. Kind of put you in the mind of Mama Joy, about the same complexion. She had long, thick hair. She had a beautiful small waistline, hips, but just beautiful shape, feet, hand color. She was a beautiful sister. Auntie was really beautiful. And she was married to a guy who was a bus driver. And we lived on 79th Street, and she lived next door when I was growing up. And God took me back to 79th Street then. I remember thinking all the pain and all the nights that her and James were outside arguing, and days he didn't come home on his payday, and days he was, you know, he was messing around and getting caught, and just the ups and downs of their relationships. And then when they finally broke up, he married another lady named Tawana. And God showed me the relationship. And I said to myself, God, why did he treat my auntie this way and he treated Tawana differently? And God said, expectation. I said, expectation. So I kind of woke up and I kept thinking about expectation. And I remember thinking, we get what we expect. But what is expectation? Because it has to, why do we expect and some people don't expect things? What is expectation? Where does it really come from? I remember hearing deservingness. And then I remember I took expectation and deservingness and really, what is it all about? Those ways we feel worthy of something. You know, I have many dictionaries and I have etymology of words and where they come from. So I'm searching these words out and where they come from. But it all came down to the one place. Expectation, deservingness, all comes from a place of worthiness. Not feeling worthy. And I said, oh, wow. So we're not seeing all of God's goodness because we don't feel worthy. And God can only operate through us. So God can do no more for us than God can do through us because God operates through us. Everything comes from the inside out. So if God is operating through us, then what? How do we build our worthiness? So I remember writing out the deserved statements. Remember we used to read I remember God gave me every word to that deservedness statement came from God. It was downloaded into my spirit after that. I wrote it out, and we began to speak it, knowing and owning our deservedness, and knowing that we were more than enough just because we were. We were valuable just because we are. So many times we feel that we have to bring something to the table, but I come to show you today and tell you your value is in you just because you are. If you didn't say a word, if you didn't bring nothing to the table, your value is because of your presence. Because you bring something very valuable to the table. And do you know what that value is? Do you know what you bring to the table? I wonder, do anybody really know what they bring to the table? You bring a unique aspect of God. God is. You see, of all the things that God made, all the things that God created, all the universal presence that is known as God is a unique aspect. There's no two fingerprints, no two footprints, no two snowflakes that look alike, no two water molecules that look alike. We can go on and on and on and on. No two blades of grass and no two flowers. Even though there may be two roses and they may be come from the same rose bush, but guess what? Not two flowers will ever have the same exact blueprint. And if that doesn't recognize you as special enough, maybe this will. Do you know that in this universal presence that some call God, and we can go on to the many names they have placed on this wonderful energy, when it created the special person called Janine, called Linda, called Carla, called Jackie, Zakia, Khadija, Tom, Felicia, Teresa. You know that it was so beautiful in this creation that it said, oh man, it blew itself inside of you. See, See, not only, you see, not only did the Creator just take you and create you, I know sometimes we think that we was taken from the dirt and we was fastened. But God placed God's energy inside of you. And then God looked at you and said, good and very good. You see, God took part of God's self and said, let me create this beautiful being and send it to the planet. And, you know, of all the creations that God created, it was a different feeling when God created us. You ever created something, cooked your favorite meal, wrote a piece of poem or wrote something or drew something or did something that was so amazing that even you had to say, you sat there with pride. That's how I like to think when God created us. God not only blew God's self inside of us, but God was really pleased with the creation. So pleased that God took pride in it and said, oh, my greatest creation yet. And felt good and saw it as good and very good. And so today, I remind you that nobody can do what you can do the way you can do it, and that you are special and that you are holy ground. Take your shoes off. Honor the presence of you today. What would be your self-care loving ritual for you? That you will begin to honor this divine gift called you. How can you begin to take that beautiful gift that was so beautiful from the day it was conceived, no matter how it was conceived? See, it took a long time for me to even understand or honor that. Well, why did I have to be conceived and raped? Why did my mother have to be hooked on drugs? Why did my mother have to have an abortion? Why was my mother beat and raped with me? Now, this is a peculiar thought, because what was really interesting about that idea to me was God said this. I remember sitting in the middle of my bed asking, why couldn't I have a mother? Why couldn't I have a father that most of my girlfriends growing up had mothers and fathers? At least they had mothers, but majority had mothers and fathers in their household. I was thinking, well, why can't I have that? That was my only desire. Can you imagine being a kid and your only desire is to have a mother and a father? I honestly didn't grow up thinking, oh, this is what I want to do when I grow up. I want to be a doctor. No, I just wanted a mother and a father. That was my prayer every day. What was interesting, though, I guess God got tired of me asking that prayer. And God said, "Does you know I'm your mother and your father?" And God said, "Do you know that no two people could have created you to be you and you to be who you are characteristically if those two people hadn't came together? You see, I wouldn't be Janine. And as tragic as it may sound for my mom, because really, I don't remember, you know, any pain from what happened, but I can imagine. I hear the stories. But can you imagine? I remember the pain of not having what I thought I wanted. But God told me that no two people could have came together to create this being called Janine other than those two people. If any other two people would have came together, if one element would have been different, there would not be Janine as Janine known today. And God said, I needed you to be who you needed to be on this planet as this right now. I said, I was a young girl. I remember crying, saying, oh, thank you, God. And I remember becoming more grateful. And then the older I got, I began to really become grateful, because I can only imagine what it felt like to be violated that way. Not only rape, but beat. Then have an abortion. And then still you come. And now I got to look this baby in the face and see and remember all these things. And so oftentimes I think to myself, Mom, thank you for keeping me and not mistreating me. In a way that she, when my mom had her right faculties, when drugs wasn't present, she was a phenomenal mother. And even when she was hooked on drugs, the problem was she just left us in places that was not protective of who we are. Present, she was a phenomenal mother. And so today I had to give, when I woke up this morning, I had to give thanks for the parts of her that was phenomenal. But I had to also give thanks for her darkness. And she didn't know how to expel her darkness. She didn't know how to honor her darkness. Because I'm just learning to even honor my own darkness. You see, it's in an acceptance of all of myself. And that's when you can truly say you're loving you, when you can love the dark parts, when you can love what we call the light parts, when we can love the good, the indifference, and all of that about ourselves, and when we can become truly in soul essence and self-acceptance of where we are, who we are, then we begin to really honor the holy ground. And I would misinform you if I told you I was totally light. I would misinform you if I told you I didn't have dark thoughts. I would totally misinform you if I didn't tell you that sometimes I have to pull myself up out of the spaces and the crevices of my own mind. But what I love about my tools and what I love about self-care is that I know what to do. I know what, I have a toolbox now, and I know how to take that toolbox and what tool to use to move me or to honor me, even in whatever it is. No matter if I have a jealousy thought or anger thought or whatever comes into my emotion, I know how to honor it. Okay, Janine, why would you feel that way? Why are you feeling this way right now? Let's honor the feeling. And I begin to journal it. And I begin to ask, why are you here? And what can I do to honor you in this right now moment? And so today, family, no matter where you are in this journey, is this a new concept? Or you've been on a journey and you're still trying to, you know, get certain, you know, places with this self-care thing. I want you today to begin to write down a self-care plan. What will be your self-care plan? Something you can do each and every day to honor, even if it's just in small ways. Some days you can do big things. It's, you know, it's the simple thing. When you go outside, breathe in the goodness of God's energy and air for 15 minutes. Will you sit with yourself for 3 minutes? Will you sit and look in the mirror and do your self-love soak? Love soak. I don't know. But make your self-care plan personal. And begin the journey of loving oneself and recognizing that you are special and recognizing you are the holy ground. Because let me tell you, the more you begin to love yourself, the more the switches inside our bodies turns on. And what I mean by that is, you know, in the beginning when I first started loving myself, I did not know where it was going to take me. But I can tell you this, it took me somewhere that I didn't know it was going to take me. I didn't know that loving myself was going to open me up to the presence of God more. that it was going to remove the conditionings and veils of what I've been taught, and God would speak to me clearer and more audible. Sometimes in my self-love rituals and sometimes in my self-love care, I can clearly hear God speak to me. Speak to me, oh Lord. I can hear God say. I never forget one time I was asking God about prayer. God, why do we pray? If everything that we want is already ours, why do we pray for something then, God? And God said, well, what are you praying to? I'm praying to God. And God says, see, you don't even know what you're praying to because you don't even understand what prayer is. And God began to speak to me about what prayer is. Prayer is aligning ourselves with the truth in our higher mind self. We're not praying to a God. We're praying to invoke the presence of our alignment, raise the consciousness of our awareness that it is already ours. That's why gratitude is the highest form of prayer, because you've already given thanks for what is already yours. So you raise in your consciousness. When we begging and supplementing, that is not prayer. Not true prayer. That's not what God told me. God told me we invoke the presence of God. True prayer is an invocation. It's the invocation of bringing forth the higher mind presence, giving thanks for what is already yours. It's bringing your consciousness into awareness. So why would you have to beg what is already yours? Heaven is yours. Money is yours. Love is yours. And sometimes in my deep pain, and I'll be like, I have to remind myself to go into the center of my being and recognize that everything I would ever need or want is already inside of me. I'm already equipped with everything I need, desire, and want. How do I access that power? How do I get to a place where the power that is in me, inside of me, and bring that power to a place of knowing? So, self-care, self-love, my love soul, me looking myself in the eyes and recognizing my magnificence, me praying to my invoking my higher presence, asking my higher presence to teach me how to see myself in my truth, loving and honoring the gift that I am to the planet, changed my life. It was a game changer, God. Yeah, I know I've told you these stories over and over and over again. I know. But I don't think I can ever say it to you too much. And the reason why I wanted to bring it back up today, because we get inundated with so much self-love, but I don't think we really truly understand what it truly means to love oneself, what it truly means to make ourselves the holy ground. So I wanted to remind you today by stopping. I want you to be encouraged today to know you are phenomenal. You are amazing. You are the gift. So make yourself the holy ground today. Make your self-care ritual all that it can be. Call forth the forces that are in you, as you, all around you, that's waiting for you to say yes, that's waiting for you to say that sacred yes to your own beauty, to your own presence. And as you honor the sacred gift, remember that there's something special and unique about you. Honor you today, my sisters and brothers. And so I leave you with the reminder that you are the gift to the planet. And nobody can do what you've been called to do. Really, nobody can do it. Really, nobody can do it. I don't care if we have the same idea. The way I present my and express my idea will be totally different in the way that you will express yours. Because your expression of God is in a different expression of God than mine. And so today, from the deep soul essence of the resonance of your being, I want you to go in and give yourself your self-permission to be the gift. And by being that gift, to give back to God. You see, when we honor and recognize that we are a gift, and when we honor the gift, and we give the gift, oh, wow, the beautiful joy of life that happens when the explosiveness of all of us coming together to live the gift. Can you imagine heaven on earth? Remember to choose love, family. Love is the only choice. And remember to not just live, but dream. Don't just dream. Live your God-sized dream. And know that you can do all things in Christ that strengthens you. You can move past your fears just by strengthening yourself with Christ consciousness of knowing that I am all that God is. Do it, family. Have a great day, a great weekend. Let's create a self-care plan this weekend. I am expecting to hear and see or know in some kind of way that you've created a self-care plan. Isn't that amazing? Will you sit with yourself this weekend? Will you sit and be still a few minutes and create a self-care plan? Will you take some time out for you to say, I'm important enough to create some kind of plan that will honor the divine in me? That's what I want to see happening. You could text me, you could call me, you could email me, and let me know. I did it. Well, if you need support, that's how important having a self-care plan is to me, for you, and for me. What little things can we begin to do to shift our love for ourselves? Some of us are so worn out. Some of us are so tired, and we're ready to give up. Some of us are at the precipice of new beginnings, and we're not understanding. So today, take time this weekend. Spend some time with yourself and just really honor and say to yourself, I'm important. I am the holy ground. I am the goddess. I am the God. I am all that I am. And I am all that God is. What will your affirmation be? What would be your own personal love journey experience? When I tell you this with all gratitude, all knowing there is nothing better than love. And I don't mean the love that you knew is love. That's what's really amazing is that as I begin to see love differently, my life changed. I had a different expectation of fulfillment of somebody else trying to fulfill me, but I had to learn to be in control of my own fulfillment. And my fulfillment had to come from inside of me. And then when I became the fulfillment, my reflections of my fulfillment showed up in different ways. Now, let me tell you what's interesting is that it don't always, I said it was over, didn't I? What's interesting is this, though. It doesn't always show up in the way that you think or will come from somebody else. What do I mean by that? I mean, like, you think, oh, when I'm fulfilled and I've got this love, and my reflection will show up in my spouse. Not all the time. You know, like, I would expect that he would do, but it didn't. But the fulfillment still came because I was already fulfilled, and my expectation wasn't for Brenton to fulfill me, but my expectation was for the universe to fulfill me. And sometimes it used Brenton, and sometimes it used other people and things in my life. But it was so beautiful because it came from me, inside of me, and everything outside of me became that reflection. No, it didn't always come from Brenton, but it came. No, it didn't always come from directions I thought it would come from, but it came. So how, on this day, if you don't do any assignment that you've ever done, never do the assignments, I want you to do this one. I really want each and every one of you on this line to create that self-love care plan. And what would that look like for you? What would that honestly look like for you? I want you to go away thinking about that today. I cannot stress it enough. Cannot stress this enough. Love you today because you are so deserving to be loved by you. To be loved by you. With no music because my computer is acting crazy. It's been acting crazy all morning. But it's okay because the message is still clear. That of all the things that I learned that were important, nothing was more important than love. And even in my grandmother's sayings, growing up, I never really understood what none of that meant. You know, sometimes it always felt like Confucius to me when I was growing up, but it's so funny how those same cliches or conversations or little tidbits of wisdom that my grandmother used to give us, like, baby, don't worry. You didn't give life the purpose. Purpose gave life to you. I'm like, what is she talking about? Here she go again. Oh, baby, don't worry. Because there's not a ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't feel. And for every question, love is the answer. What? It took years for me to understand that. And you know what was the biggest one I never forget? And I'm going to let y'all, I promise I'm going to let y'all know. Still waters run deep. I never forget her used to tell us that. I used to say, still waters run deep. And I never forget being so hurt. I was in pain from this guy and just, did some stuff that was so raw, I couldn't believe it. I was in so much pain that I couldn't even say nothing. I was so still, just couldn't talk, couldn't say. I didn't even have nothing to say. The pain was so deep. And I remember thinking, now I know what still waters run deep mean. When somebody's at that point when they don't have nothing to say to you, when it's so deep, when it's quiet and it's still, it's deep. And I was like, wow, this is what my grandmother, man, still waters run deep. You see, when people can still argue back and go back and forth, but when people sick and tired of being sick and tired, they ain't got nothing to say. They're just done with it. So I'm saying to you that I remember this journey. And sometimes it may seem futile, And you may not really understand what that all means. A lot of times we get caught up in what we think it should be and how it should show up. But I'm saying this to you because I want you to know, baby, the work is so amazing. What happens when you begin to truly love, honor the gift? It up-levels all that you ever knew, thought, want, just a change, a shift, a game changer. And see, all these things seem so abstract that it's so hard sometimes for us to really conceptualize that something as simple as love can change our life. I love you, family. Go have a great weekend. I'm going to just keep talking and I'm just keep on going, right? Have a great weekend. And know that God is all there is. Know that God is all there is. And I see you on Monday morning. I just want to say this, that I really truly appreciate each and every one of you all. I truly appreciate the honor that you have been in my life, because the love journey, and I mean when I say the love journey, I mean each and every one of you all, the community, this space has stretched, has grown. I am so super excited about where my soul is going. See, the soul, when your soul prospers, see, the whole journey of coming to the planet, I understand that. It's for the soul to express the gift that God has planted inside the soul. See, the soul is where the blueprint is of our life is. And now that I'm journeying into the soul of my life, my pleasant presence, the soul, it is, I mean, I wish sometimes I could just put somebody in my body and they could feel it. And maybe that's why the computer won't work today. I don't care how many buttons I push, it play what it want to play. It don't play, it don't do it. Just do what it want to do. Maybe because so much electrical energy is coming from my body. Because I'm in such gratitude of knowing that I'm on the right track, that I finally got it. I finally got it. I finally know how to operate as a mastery and dominion and an authority on this planet, on this earth. I finally understand how to operate in my sweet spot. Now, does that mean I got it all together and blah, 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 blah? No, not like that, but when you begin to know God in a different way, in a vastness that you understand. You understand how to use the tools. You understand how to get still. You understand how to hear the soul. The soul's yearning. And that's the answer. The answers are in the soul. And so I'm so super excited to hear more of my soul as I move the veils and conditioning that's kept me away from myself, that's kept me away from knowing the truth. That's what I'm super excited about. All right, okay. I promise y'all, I'm going to hang up for real this time. So I'm going to just say it again. I want you to know that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember that you have love. Love is a choice. And I want to remind you today, family, to not just dream your God-sized dreams, but live them. Live them. Live them. And the soul knows. The soul knows. Have a phenomenal weekend. See you on Monday morning.